coming up this hour, we will be talking the upside of failure with Ndade Sipho Hot Sticks Mabuse. So if any of you are listening and maybe have a question to ask him, 011-883-0702, the WhatsApp line 072-702-1702. Send through a question, a comment, or your voice notes there, or tweet me at RelebogileM using the hashtag 702 afternoons. And then what we still have coming up, we have 702 Unplugged. Musical duo Stone Jets. They are standing by and we're going to have a bit of a conversation and then we're just going to enjoy some music because it's a Friday.
702.
The upside of failure.
Sometimes failure is the foundation of greatest success stories.
So what we do on a Friday is we talk the upside of failure. And basically, we speak to different individuals who share with us moments that seemed like a complete fail, but actually had a lesson come out of it. They had a gem that was born of those moments. And I'm sure you can think of such moments in your own life where your greatest blessing was something that came out of your darkest moment. And this is what the upside of failure is all about. So I'm so honored to be speaking to Ndade Sipho Hot Sticks Mabuse, who joins us. Good afternoon, my love.
Hello, hello, Relebogile.
The listeners don't know. They don't know that you're my love.
I think by now they do. How many times have I been on your show?
So, you know, you come with years of life experience. You have had this amazing career where people obviously know about all your musical achievements. The president himself has honored you with the Order of Ikhamanga. But life was not necessarily that simple and easy. So what would you say your upbringing in a nutshell was like?
Firstly, I must say I had wonderful parents. Even though my parents had split, I think the fact that both had separated, you know, made me understand the life of having to grow up without the presence of their parents. My parents loved me dearly. Mm. I think what came out of this is the fact that you learn lessons on how you advance yourself throughout the challenges of being a child within a separated marriage. Mm. So I learned to be focused. I learned to be assertive, and I developed independence much earlier, and to be able to navigate my life in such a way that I can attain some of the things that I think are possible.
And I think that there are people who are listening who know the dark side of growing up with parents who are no longer together. There can be difficulties and challenges, but for you, it was not necessarily that.
Well, I think what is critical here is that how do parents relate to their children in that kind of environment? And sometimes, you know, we ignore the fact that we can always love our children in spite of the separation that is prevalent. And for me, I think it was important to learn that my parents loved me irrespective of the fact that they had that split. So if anything were to come out of that, it's a positive life that I would pursue.
So let's explore what failure has meant to you in general. Has your outlook on failure changed over the years?
You know, if you don't fail, you never learn. Mm. There's always that saying that if you don't fall and you don't get up, then it means you were bound to fail. You know, failure is probably a lesson for a lot of people to try and find a better way of doing things better and ensuring that, you know, whatever they pursue and how they navigate those has got positive results. Unless, of course, we always feel despondent after failure. Certainly for me, it was different because irrespective of some of the challenges that happened and obviously resulting in failure, if one would call it, that for me became those became catalysts for me to make decisions as to whether do I feel remorseful? Am I saddened that I failed to attain certain things? No. All it did for me was to look at how I can do things differently from the failure so that I'm able to advance anything that I'm pursuing.
And for the listeners that don't know, you recently hit the big 7-0. Has your perspective on life...
I think...
Yes, you were saying?
I think by now it was all over in the media, and so a lot of people by now know that I've hit the big 7-0.
Which is wonderful. Looking the way that you do, the fact that you're still so active, you're still performing, I think it's amazing. And I'm wondering, you know, has your perception on life changed from when you were in your 60s?
Not at all. You know, I live each and every day as a positive towards growing up. Mm. And I've never felt that going through a certain part of my age may be a deduction from my ability to do certain things. As long as my body and my strength could carry me, I didn't feel the 70 coming in until people actually reminded me. Mm. And until my family said, whoa. And then I looked at the mirror and I actually saw the gray beard and I thought, oh, okay, this is the 70.
It must be true. So let's get on to these significant moments in your life and the upsides of these failures. Talk to us about your marriage and what the upside of that experience was.
You know, I still believe that maybe I could have handled my marriage differently. Mm. And I could have done things in a different way, you know, in how I relate to my wife. Yes, there were no violent situations and so on, which I'm very grateful for. I guess we get carried away sometimes by our fame and fortune without realizing how it impacts on other people, you know. And sometimes then we begin to be negligent, we neglect our responsibilities emotionally, you know, how we should be supportive to our partners. And certainly for me, that must have been the experience that brought, that broke my marriage with my wife. Mm. However, I think the upside of it is that it made me get very close to my children. The relationship that I established after that, I realized that the only way that they can become better people is for me to get too close to them and be as supportive to everything that they get to do and they want to attain. And I'm grateful that when I look at them, I realize that, yes, although their mother and I are no longer together, the upside of it is that the love that we gave them made them realize that we could love them outside our own personal love. Mm. And that for me was a positive development.
Do you find that a lot of young couples, or let me say younger than you couples, struggle with finding that balance when a marriage is over and there are children involved?
Well, you know, it's very difficult to speak for others and speak about the others. And for me, I guess the experience of my personal upbringing came to fore because then I realized that, you know, I needed to be a father to my children.
Mm.
You know, I needed that. Just like my father was to me, like my mother was to me, although they had separated. So it was very difficult. I don't know what would create a difference in others in terms of how they navigate that space, you know.
Mm.
Probably if there is a acrimonious split, it makes it difficult for young people to relate to themselves in a way that I personally have related to the whole thing.
We're chatting the upside of failure with Ntate Sipho Hotsticks Mabuse, and this is your opportunity to ask him a question or maybe comment on what he is sharing. 011-883-0702, the WhatsApp line 072-702-1702. 21 minutes after 2 o'clock, and we're talking the upside of failure with Ntate Sipho Hotsticks Mabuse. And we were just reflecting on the first one, which was the marriage, but how what came out of the marriage ending was a better relationship with your children, Ntate Hotsticks. Now, let's speak about the deferred degree studies. What happened there?
You know, after my matric, I realized that I so desperately wanted to pursue a degree in anthropology. And I didn't realize the amount of work, you know, that comes with that.
Mm.
And I enrolled for a year, and the studying went well. And I even managed to write the first, you know, exams. But then I began to realize that so much was happening around my career.
Mm.
You know, I just felt the weight of everything. Not being able to sleep enough, not being able to rehearse enough. So I had to make a decision. I had to make choices to say, okay, my career is on the upswing at the moment.
Mm.
Do I then drop everything?
Ntate Hotsticks? I think we may have lost Ntate Hotsticks. Ntate Hotsticks, can you hear us? Okay, it seems that we have lost Ntate Hotsticks, and I will invite all of you to take your calls, 011-883-0702, or your WhatsApps, 072-702-1702. Ntate Hotsticks, the last thing we heard you saying was that the workload was quite a lot, and your career, it started to be a bit too much.
Yes, I mean, it was on the upswing, and there was a lot that was happening, you know. It was obvious to me that the writing metric meant so much to a lot of people. Mm. And then the pickup on the media, the upside of it is that there was so much focus, a lot of attention, obviously, on the fact that I went through to study and write my metric and registering the university. On the other hand, the workload made it difficult. But on the other hand, there was a demand for my performances. So in another way, it was more like a beneficiation of my education.
Mm.
Made the difference, and I think that was the fact that I deferred allowed me enough time to actually concentrate on the, you know, the pursuance of my music.
And the final one, not raising your kids equally. What was that all about?
Well, because most of them, were overseas.
Mm.
And I was in South Africa. You know, the parental, physical contact, communication sometimes plays a much more pivotal role rather than the long-distance phone calls and so on, you know. And that, for me, was something that really always bothered me, that I was not physically there to ensure that, you know, if there was a need for fatherly advice or fatherly advancing of things, I was present, especially for all my children who were overseas. That is something that had always bothered me. But in a way, because I was able to realize again with the same for the same reasons that I had on the first issue that we discussed, I realized that it was important for me to create a communication line so that there's all this interaction which does not create acrimony between me and my children. You know, that was probably the upside of things, which today I can proudly say they are always ready and happy to come home and, you know, spend time with me. That for me is one of the things that I will always cherish.
Oh, thank you so much for that. And I mean, we've got some callers on the line. Teboho in Buccleuch, hi.
Hi, Relebohile, welcome back.
Thank you.
The video of Teboho, here, you guys are my colleagues, and I'm just so impressed with Zipo's achievements throughout. And it's inspiring. I mean, some of us are hitting the 50-year mark, and we think, oh, yeah, if Zipo can do it, through all those challenges, I'm sure we can, definitely. But Zipo, you're such an inspiration, hot man. So keep it up. Keep it up, eh?
Thank you. Thank you so much, Dave. Thank you. I do hope I can inspire. That should be the purpose of all of us in life, to motivate and inspire people.
Mike in Hartebeespoort Dam. Hi.
Hi, good afternoon. My name is Mike Gravo, and I just thought I'd also call in.
This is my friend. I don't know what to say.
I don't know why he laughed at me, but nonetheless, I just thought I would.
He's my friend.
to congratulate him of the sterling work that he has done, but then to ask him a question. I asked him the other day what inspired his music, particularly a song that he calls Talawusiu, and he gave me an interesting answer, which I'm sure most other people would be fascinated to hear where from that song comes from. If it is okay with him, I'd appreciate if you could share that with him. But congratulations, good friend. You're doing a sterling piece of work.
Thank you so much, Mike. He's my friend, by the way.
Uh-huh.
I don't know whether he's trying to carry favor and where he's Thank you, Mike. Thank you, my dear brother. But I think it would be fair for you to share with me. Sometimes we say things and then we forget that we said certain things. Maybe what I said to you may have stayed indelible, and it is something that you keep calling me about and playing the music and just reflecting on the music itself. And I do appreciate that,
Maybe you can share with us what keeps you going.
I can share.
Or
he can share.
You
I think
can
Mike
share. We don't have Mike anymore.
What keeps me going?
Yes, what keeps you going? That was the main question. He said, what is it that keeps you going?
You know, in life, when you surround yourself with the right type of people, the right kind of friends, that will always motivate and say all these things like what Mike has said. It helps one to be able to drive through some of the most difficult spaces. And certainly for me, it has always been a privilege that I'm surrounded by like-minded people, probably even more, you know, great minds, inspirational people. You know what I'd really love Mike to do? Mike is a great writer. He's an amazing poet. He writes unbelievable stuff. One sits with such people, you find one being able to learn so much in the process of interacting with people like those. And certainly for me, you know, I've had many of those friends like Dumanjo, like Sipositole, Professor Copeland. You know, the list is just endless of people that I find myself always surrounded with, you know. And recently I went to Cape Town to a McGregor Poetry Festival. I was amazed as to how I could interact with people at that level and being able to assimilate myself into that space. So what I'm trying to say here is, once you surrounded yourself with great minds, you can only but be, take responsibility for failure.
Ntate Hot Sticks, thank you so, so much for chatting to us. The Upside of Failure with Ntate Sipho Hot Sticks Mabuse.